Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Five Manning Family Children's Light Up the Season Radiothon, presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. You know, we're thrilled to be back here. I am so touched by the people I talk to and by the people I see. And it really is a very special place, and these kids are special, and so is the staff. Now, I want to remind you, the first hour, we had a goal of 9. We got 18 donors. Ooh. Last hour, the goal was 10, and we got 12. Thank you for not letting us down. We have, on this show, we've never missed a goal, and I thank all of you who are listening. You are an incredible audience. I love that you give. And just a special thanks to James on the North Shore. He's a regular listener and caller. James gave $12.63. That may seem strange, but that's all the money that James had in his bank account. He emptied his bank account. And when people give that much relative to what they have, that's a really special person and a really special thing. And giving to others is great karma. Giving to others is something that is special, and we feel it this time of year. And I know there's inflation, and I know there's a ton of other things, but you know, you still find ways to buy your coffee, you still find ways to buy your bottle of wine or alcohol, you still find ways to buy certain things. So we just ask that you find a way to give something. And a special thanks to Roger with Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters last hour, matching every donation that came in. We're going to get an update from Ian on some of the donations here in just a moment.
You ever get into your bank account and look at what, like, subscription services you're subscribed to that you didn't know? Like last year, I figured out, oh my God, I have a HBO subscription I didn't even know about. You know, that's 15, 20 bucks out of your pocket every month. I had no idea. You could take that money and you could become a miracle maker instead. I want to shout out Matt T. in New Orleans, Ginger in Bay St. Louis, Rachel in Gretna, Bubbles in Harahan. We know Bubbles.
Bubbles, thank you.
All donating this hour. Thank you so much. We have 2. We need 6 more before 3 o'clock. You know what we haven't done in a minute is ring the gong.
Between 4 o'clock.
What did I say? 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, yeah.
That's in the past. Don't listen to that.
All right, we need to.
3 o'clock mountain time.
We need to ring the key of Covington. The key of Covington gong is for any donation, $5 and $500
and greater. $500 greater. All right, take it away, bud.
All right, so guess who's back? Abigail is back. And Abigail is back along with her mom, Christina, and also Bailey. Mm-hmm. Bailey is also her child care expert. So kind of explain what the child care expert does.
So as a child life specialist, we help children understand and master the hospital in their own way by providing developmentally appropriate language and helping explain things happening to them while they're in the hospital.
And you obviously have to reach them on their level.
Yes. Developmental level, getting down on their eye level, assessing the room to see what are some things that we love and love to play with.
You must deal with some hurtful times, very emotional times, Bailey.
Yes, and we sit for a certification exam. We have a 680-hour internship that we have to go through at different children's hospitals. So we are well-prepared and trained on how to support these families.
Of all the places you could have gone, why did you choose Manning Family Children's?
I am from here, and we are a freestanding children's hospital. We never turn patients away, regardless of their ability to pay. And that's what's wonderful about this place.
there's so many wonderful things about it. I see the children and I see their families walking through the lobby. And what I so love about this place is, you know, I feel about the times that I have a down day. Mm-hmm. And I think about some of these kids and I think, man, there's no reason for me to have a down day. Because these kids, in their own way, they find happiness. Mm-hmm. They find a way to be happy. And it's truly amazing. And a lot of that is the credit of the staff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I get to work with patients every day just like Abby.
All right, so let's talk to Abby here. Now, Abby is going to be the queen of the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade this Saturday. I'm going to be in the parade. Ian's going to be in the parade. We're going to have fun. And Abby is rocking and
all hail,
rolling.
All hail the queen.
Yeah. So, you excited about this?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. All right, and you know, you came here and things were a lot different for you when you came in. Things were different for you when you came here.
Yeah, it was.
Better now.
It's okay. You don't gotta fix.
Right. No, she's directing the engineers, in case you don't know. Every once in a while, Abby will give... Oh, I need a close-up on here. Christina is Abby's mom, and I can tell that Abby's excited about doing something like the parade, because she's out of here, and she's also just going to be honored as such a special person.
She has always been a special person.
Yeah.
She's done ribbon cuttings before.
To your mouth.
And now she's explaining that the mom needs to, Christina, her mom needs to put the mic a little closer to her mouth. Am I doing okay over here, Abby? Do you have any questions?
Any notes for him?
Any notes for me?
Then speak.
I think
Abby.
We're a little preoccupied.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abby, am I doing okay?
Perfect.
You have any suggestions
Loud
for me?
Loud and clear.
You want me to do something differently, or is this okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're good. Okay, good.
Let's follow the script.
Yeah. Forget the script, yeah.
Chuck it.
She asked somebody earlier, why do you have a script? Like, this? Like she's here ad-libbing, baby. I'm rolling with what's going. I got it, and I'm rolling with it.
Center of attention all the time.
I bet.
She loves every bit of this.
I'm the one who... I like being in front of the scenes.
Yeah.
But my mom likes being in back.
I see.
So, yeah.
Well,
we have that.
And they're going to build a studio here. Ryan Seacrest Foundation is building a studio here where they're going to be able to do, like, radio and TV stuff. And that seems like it would be perfect for you.
Uh-huh. It would because I'm the type to be on TV.
Yeah.
Or on YouTube. Or
the radio?
Oh, on the radio.
There you go.
You know, you could be an influencer one day.
My mic.
Already.
And you got your face painted and you got your hand painted. And you got a great Christmas sweater on, sweatshirt on. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be in the Christmas parade, the queen of the parade.
The queen
of
the parade.
I'm wearing Santa dress to the parade and Santa hat. So.
Okay.
Black leggings, black boots, and a black belt.
Bailey, you got to love working with her.
I have absolutely enjoyed working with her and her mother, Christina.
Yeah.
We were in a very different place when we came to my floor, and now seeing who we are and our wonderful personality, it's been a great journey.
I love the positive results of all of this. So thank you for what you do. And Christina, great seeing you again. And Miss Abby, remember me? Okay, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you in the parade Saturday.
Okay.
All right, so there are so many people who are part of all of this. One of the really extraordinary areas here at Manning Family Children's is the neonatal intensive care unit. Imagine being a parent or grandparent, and your child or your grandchild is in the neonatal intensive care unit. It could be somewhat routine. It could also be very... very crucial. Jacqueline Schnapp is the director of the NICU services here at Manning Family Children's. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Listen, nice to meet you too. Thank you for what you do. I mean, I couldn't do it. If I were trained to do what you do, I could not handle the emotional aspect of what you do. How do you do it?
I mean, it is really hard. This is a level 4 NICU, and so we do see a lot of the sickest kids in the state. And so really just, you know, making sure that you have a good support system. And as nurses, we really do a great job at supporting each other and just also the providers as well. But just, you know, just emotionally supporting each other.
It still has to be hard when you see, I mean, in all honesty, there are some heartbreaking cases.
Yeah, there really are.
But when you see the positive results from those cases, that has to be a tremendous reward for you.
It really is. And just working in the NICU, you know, we get babies after they're born, and then they come to us and they're very, very sick. And just watching their progress through their entire stay, you make memories with the families and you get to watch their little milestones that they make. And it's such a special experience. And getting to watch them be discharged and do the discharge celebrations and, you know, remaining friends with these families for life, it's just such a rewarding experience. And I'm glad I get to be a part of it.
So, Jacqueline, some of the people in the neonatal intensive care unit are preemies?
Yes.
Okay, so a child is born early, and, you know, mothers want to take their children home, but in this case, they can't take their kids home right away.
Yeah, sometimes our babies are here for months and months. Some of our babies come in as very sick little 24-weekers, and wow. Babies are not term until they're 37 weeks, and so they have to learn to, you know, eat on their own and maintain their own temperature and just be able to really thrive as a newborn before they're able to go home.
But technology has improved so much in what you do.
Absolutely, it has.
You know, my little sister was born in the mid-60s at 7 months, and back then it was a lot different than it is today.
Yeah.
She survived. But
We've come a long way with technology.
Yeah. So talk to the people who are listening about what is needed and how important it is for people to give to Manning Family Children's.
Yeah, really, we need a lot more resources for our babies, just as far as equipment, being able to purchase new beds for our unit, being able to get just the items that they need, just the supplies, also diapers, wipes, just the basic necessities, and really just eventually space. We have 40 babies right now. That's a lot of babies, and we want to be able to care for as many babies as we can. We take, like I said, the sickest in the state, and so just being able to, you know, have as many babies and care for as many as possible is very important to us.
It must be a special moment when you start to see a preemie go from being, you know, totally dependent upon you doing everything for them to seeing them get to the point where they're a normal baby.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing, and just getting to interact with the families and teach them also how to be parents, because a lot of these parents, it's their first babies, and so we're a part of their story, and just being able to grow and develop with them has just been really special.
What's the most challenging part?
Maybe, honestly, I think it's just watching some outcomes that might not be what you expect.
Yeah.
But really just having that support system and that team with you to be able to debrief after and talk about what happened, or it's just, that's important, is to have a good support system.
Yeah, it's great. So there are people who, you know, they can give, and, you know, I mean, it's tough to ask people to give. It is. Things are tough for a lot of people, but a lot of people can give, and I just want people to know that, you know, all of the money stays here at Manning Family Children's. It doesn't go anywhere else, and it's just put to very, very good use.
It really is, and honestly, just a small gift is very important. Just $25 buys diapers for our babies, like just for a week. Like that's, they just posted that on social media, and I think that's important to know. Just a small donation goes such a long way, especially for our tiny babies.
All right. Jacqueline Schnapp, who is the neonatal intensive care unit director, thank you for being with us, and thank you so much for what you do, Jacqueline.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Are we going to break here? We're going to break? Ian is our senior producer on location with me. Are we going to break?
Yes, we are.
Mike's not on.
There we go. Better?
Okay.
We go. Better. Okay, we have a donation update, and I had wanted to ring the gong. So I'm going to ring the gong, which I've wanted to do all day long. Luke's going to hold it. Thank you so much.
This is awesome. This is the Kia of Covington gong.
Kia of Covington.
Thanks to Kia of Covington.
Happy Kia gong.
For sponsoring the gong.
It's got a big smiley face on it, so I'm going to pretend it's Scoot and just give it a good whack right on the nose there.
I have no doubt.
This is for Philip H. in Marrero, who gave $180, and Charlie H. in New Orleans, who gave $500.
Yay!
Pretty good. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Yeah, and by the way, when you hear these cowbells, it's not a Mississippi State football game.
No, it's not. It's not the Bulldogs scoring.
No.
Hey, also two quick scoot, want to shout out Goodwill Industries. They've got a table over here with arts and crafts and markers and all sorts of things. We're making Christmas ornaments over there. So after we get off at 4 o'clock, why don't we go make some ornaments?
All right, nice.
Sound good?
So right now there are 202 patients here at Manning Family Children's, and let me give you the number again. If you want to donate, if you're ready to just, you know, whatever you can give is great. But man, I love those of you who have really opened your hearts and you're really, you're giving till it hurts. No, I'm kidding about that. That's a line from somewhere. I don't even know where I got that. But, you know, give till it hurts. Anyway, the phone number, this is the trainsouth.com phone line, 888-780-8811. 888-780-8811. Or text a donation to NOLA Kids. Text NOLA Kids to 34984. Text NOLA Kids to 34984. And you can become a miracle maker, and you can donate. It's a one-time donation if you want to do that, or a miracle maker, and you give $15 every month. So we have to get to a break here?
One more thing I wanted to say real quick.
Okay, yes.
Remember last year, and the year before that, when we got a gigantic, gigantic donation from a Scoot on the Air fan?
Yes.
A WWL frequent listener, a P1,
yeah,
at the last minute.
Yes.
Brother, we haven't seen him yet today. You know who you are. We're not going to use his name. He likes to remain anonymous. He's from down the way, down to Bayou.
Yeah.
Where are you at, bro? We're going to need you up here today. Write us a check for a third year in a row, man. Just
it would
saying.
Be awesome.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome to see you. But you know what? You've been so generous that if for some reason you can't, it's okay.
You got to take a gap year. The world will keep turning. But we'd really love to see that big fat check, man.
Yes,
thank you.
We would.
All right, let's go.
But we're doing great. And again, let me give you the trainsouth.com phone line. It's 888-780-8811. We're looking for at least five more donations this hour. All right, let's get to a break here, and we're going to come back with more. Again, 888-780-8811. We are live from Manning Family Children's and the Radiothon for 2025. And they are here for the kids.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you are with us. And please give whatever you can give. We have never not reached our goal on this show. We have one incredible audience. I love you guys. I love that you give. I love that you understand that one day a year like this, we put everything aside, the Saints and the Pelicans and whatever little politics we talk about these days, we put it all aside and we do what we can for the kids here at Manning Family Children's. Now, we can't do it without you. Whatever you can give is awesome. And the trainsouth.com phone lines is 888-780-8811. That's 888-780-8811. So one of my favorite Christmas songs is the new one from the Motley Ringwalds, because it's Christmas time. Just played it. I've been playing it every day. It's a great song. They're coming out with a video. We'll be talking about that later this week. Lloyd Philip Wang I saw him in the lobby a few minutes ago. He's joining us now because his son has been at Manning Family Children's because he had to have back surgery. Lord Philip, thank you for being with us. Oh,
thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I wish it was under, better circumstances, but he did, the surgery went wonderfully.
Great.
And his recovery has gone well. It's been a pleasure here. It's a wonderful facility.
So they have done a great job taking care of you and your son.
Oh, absolutely. I've never been here before. I was amazed.
And so how are you feeling?
How do you feel, Trip? Mm.
Feel okay?
No.
I'm worried about something.
What are you worried about? I'm worried about a lot of things, but let's see. What are you worried about?
I'm missing everybody. I'm missing my grandparents. I'm missing my friends. I'm missing my girlfriend, my uncles and aunts, and everyone else. And I just don't want to talk about it.
I understand.
But
you'll be back with them soon.
Yes, I will.
You'll be back with them soon. That's cool, man. It's okay to be human, you know? It's okay. And you'll be back with all of them. And your girlfriend's waiting for you.
Yes. You know? If she's listening right now.
Yeah. So how are you feeling? Are you feeling
better?
How
does your back feel?
It's still painful, but it still feels right.
Yeah. Well, good. So you feel like you've gotten great treatment from the nurses? Nurses are good?
You like
wait,
your nurses?
Hold on, guys.
No.
Wait.
Trip,
I have a phone call.
No, the phone call's more important than the show.
I have a phone call.
He has a phone call. It's more important than the show. And let's talk to his mom, Nicole. Nicole, talk about your experience here at Manning Family Children's.
It's been absolutely incredible. Everybody on staff, from the people at the intake to the people in the surgery, the nurses, the doctors, even the custodial staff, everybody is pleasant, and they genuinely want you to do well, and they want a meaningful recovery, and everybody is wonderful here. It's probably the best hospital stay I've had since ever.
And you get a lot of support.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Tripp's ready. He's ready. You ready to talk
again? How could you tell?
Yeah, well, because he's waving. I mean, we just have another minute here because I wanted to work you guys in. So you took care of your phone call?
I did.
Yeah.
I told Kaka that whenever...
His grandfather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kaka is my grandfather.
Careful what you wish for.
Yes, I will be careful for what I wish for, but... God, I'm about to leave pretty soon.
Good. And you'll see him.
Yes.
And I will. And yes, I will see him. But this is a message for my girlfriend.
Okay.
I just want to tell you how much I love you.
That's
how much I miss you. And how much I really care for you a lot.
That's great.
That's great. Everything.
All right.
And I still miss you.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Trev. Thanks. She got that message. All right.
But that's mine. I was going to wear it.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. Lord Philip, thank you for spending a few minutes with us and letting us know that things went okay and Trip's going to be great.
No, thank you very much. And thank you for mentioning the song. The world premiere video will be on YouTube tonight at 7 o'clock.
Tonight? Okay.
Tonight,
7 o'clock. All right. Awesome. Lord Philip Wang from Molly Ringwald's, his son Trip, and Nicole. Thank you guys for being with us.
She's not part of this. She will never be part of this ever again. I don't want her touching me or doing anything.
All right, Lord Trip, thanks for being with us. There's a lot that goes on here, and the neonatal intensive care unit is truly amazing. So many kids are taken care of here, and Dr. Emily Massawi is a neonatologist, is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes.
With Manning Family Children's. Dr. Massawi, thank you for being with us.
Sure, thank you.
Listen, I was talking to Jacqueline Schnapp a few minutes ago. Look, I love what you do, and even if I were trained emotionally, I couldn't handle what you handle. How do you deal with that?
Just knowing that if any family during a holiday season or any time going through this kind of emotional, physical, spiritual kind of hurt that comes with having any child in the hospital, but especially the smallest and the most vulnerable that we take care of in the NICU. So if I can use anything that my training has given me or anything that I can to them during this hard time, then there's no better way to spend my time.
Well, it takes a certain kind of person to do this. You you know, you have to love what you do. And there are rewards in being a doctor in our society. But you still have to really want to do this because it is so, it's got to be so emotionally taxing.
Yeah, it certainly is. But it's also very rewarding. Thankfully, we've come a long way in the NICU. We can take care of the smallest and sickest babies in the region. And we have so, so many great stories and really rewarding, happy endings for our families.
You really get to see the miracle of birth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I mean, especially when a baby is so tiny. How would you describe the tiniest baby that you've treated?
Just imagine a baby, but kind of maybe one-third or one-fourth of the typical newborn baby that you would have seen. Some of them will fit even in the palm of your hand. They're so tiny and small.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so at that point, you have to basically be their mother.
Yeah, the mother, physician, nurse, all of us come together and take care of that baby as well as we can, knowing that, you know, this is nothing any mom or dad ever plans to happen during pregnancy. Even if you know something may have gone wrong during your pregnancy or as the baby is growing, no one ever expects their baby to be born earlier, even be in a NICU. So it's not only the medical challenges that these babies face, but also the emotional challenges that the parents are going through as well.
I'm sure you see a lot of scared parents.
Yeah, definitely.
But you can comfort them.
Absolutely. We can assure them that they're in the best place. They're in the best hands. That's one of the greatest things that I can say as their physician, you know, when we're bringing the babies here, because we, you know, cover other NICUs where the babies are born. This is our referral center. The sickest of the sick come here. And I can reassure the parents that even though they're coming to us from different places, they're coming to the right place and they're coming to the right hands, and we can do the best thing for their baby.
And with some of these babies that might not just be premature but might have other issues, they would then stay here for an extended period of time from being in the NICU unit, the neonatal unit, to then going into another area to be treated.
Yeah, so some of our babies come and stay for 2 or 3 days, some are with us for 2 or 3 months, and some are with us all the way up to a year. So we really bond with these families. Whatever the baby needs, at whatever point we meet that baby and that family, we put our 100% effort into taking care of them.
Dr. Massali, people are reluctant to give because they're afraid the money is going to pad some expensive, salary or some, you know, expensive expense account. But the money stays right here in the hospital, and it goes to good use.
Yes, absolutely. That's why it's also really easy to come and work here and do what we do, because we know that everything that is given is going to stay right here to take care of the babies that need our help right here that come to us in Manning Family.
Dr. Lemmy Massali, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank
you. Okay. All right, let's go to Ian. You have a quick update, or we do that when we come back?
Yeah, let's do a quick update. Let's shout out Doug and Harvey, who gave us a donation. Thank you so much, Doug. Here comes another one. Lynn in Metairie gave us $240. Thank you so much,
yay.
Lynn.
Wait a minute, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Get out your little Mississippi State thing. And we're getting an update on the board here. We currently need 2 more donors this hour to meet our goal.
Let's go over that.
We exceeded the goal at 1 and 2 o'clock. Let's do the same in the 3 o'clock hour. You can become a miracle maker, give a recurring donation of only $15 a month. That's pretty great. Or you can make a one-time donation. Every dollar counts. Every little bit helps.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, these are not cliches. You know, we see this live and in person, and we see the people that all of this helps. So if you can donate, the trainsouth.com phone number is 888-780-8811. 888-780-8811. All right, so we got to get to a break, and we're going to come back with more. And the number again, 888-780-8811, and we are live from Manning Family Children's and the Light Up the Season Radiothon, sponsored by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You will. You know, there are a lot of brave families here. There are a lot of brave kids here at Manning Family Children's. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. And we continue with the Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation live on WWL. Imagine being a parent and you're told that your child needs to go to the intensive care unit. I mean, I can only imagine what that's like. That's got to be really, really difficult. Kayla and Charles Raison are with us, and they have their baby, Clark, who is currently in the neonatal intensive care unit. Welcome, Kayla.
Hi.
And I welcome you, Charles.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
You guys look really festive. You've got Bucky's shirts on. You have no idea how often I go to Bucky's. I mean, sometimes I'm sitting at home, and it's 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm going, I'm going to go to Bucky's. And I get in the car, and I drive to Bucky's. So, you know, I love it. But let's get to the business of talking about what it was like when you first realized that you're newborn baby Clark had to be in the intensive care unit.
I mean, it was scary. It was terrifying. Something that we never thought we would be dealing with. It came out of nowhere, honestly. We were just unprepared.
But Charles, you guys both look kind of positive right now, so I'm assuming that the results that you're getting here at Manning Family Children's are positive.
Yeah, I mean, ever since that we've transferred over here from our hometown, like, everything's just been just worlds, like, made a world of difference being here at Manning Families, just from the care that our baby's been receiving from the support staff, from the nurses and the doctors that have been seeing him every day. Just everything has just been completely different, and we're so glad to be here to be able to, you know, provide him a place to get that, you know, the type of care.
Where are you from?
We're from West Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay, so you had to come down here with your child and admit him to the intensive care unit.
Yes.
Are you staying here in the area?
Yes. After the day that we got here at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then we stayed over here, like, in the parking lot, sleeping in the car. And then when we met with the staff again the next morning, you know, we met with our social worker, Kaylee, and she told us that she could probably try to get us into some housing here. And now we are currently staying at the Hogs House right on the Manning Family Children's campus.
All right. That's great. So as a mom, Kaylee, this has to be difficult that, you know, you have a baby and you can't take your baby home.
Yeah, it was very difficult. We didn't even get to hold him until after he had been here for a couple of weeks too. So that was very difficult. But now he's doing a lot better. We've got to hold him quite a bit, and I feel like that's helped a lot too.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And it seems like the results are going to be positive.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well right now. He's still got some things he has to get through in order to get back home, but he's making good progress
right
now.
But you feel like you're in the right place.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And are you getting, for you guys emotionally, are you getting the support you need?
Oh, yeah. from, you know, just talking with just everyone, like even
from
the information
desk. And they check on us like every day.
Yeah, like, you know, we've made friends with the people in the information desk over here in the cafe, just, you know, everywhere in the hospital. Everyone's just been so kind and supportive to us. You know, it's been fun trying to learn every single person's names, and we do make a habit of doing that. But just everyone that we've met so far has just been so kind and has been so supportive, I mean, to every single doctor everywhere.
And you know that any child that comes here is going to be taken care of, regardless of parents' ability to pay. And it's expensive to take care of kids in neonatal intensive care. So thank you for sharing your story, and God bless you guys and Clark, and I'm sure things are going to work out great.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I would love for you to help donate something. Let me give you the trainsouth.com phone line. It's 888-780-8811. Donate what you can. We need a couple more people. We need like two more people before this hour ends to reach our goal. We have never not reached our goal. So the number is 888-780-8811. This is one amazing, incredible audience. I love you guys, and we're going to be back. And, you know, for a lot of these kids, the care they get and time help them heal, because time is on their side. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back from Manning Family Children on WWL. All right, listen, we just have a moment here, but we have a mega donor who has shown up the last 3 years, and he's here again this year. He's one of our listeners. He wants to give anonymously. He's right over there. He doesn't want his name mentioned. He doesn't want his family mentioned. He's from down the road.
He's from down the road.
Down the road. I think we know what that means, but he's from down the road. And we have reached our goal. Thank you all. We have reached our goal again this hour. In fact, we went over our goal. We've done it every single hour. And Ian, do we have the check?
We have the check in hand.
We have the check from our special donor. And, you know, it's really special when somebody wants to give and not get a lot of credit for it. So this is really unbelievable.
Our friend, close friend of the show, yes, listens every day, texts us every day, will remain anonymous, but we are very thrilled to announce that he has delivered a check for a total of $20,000. Thank you so much. $20,000. Hit the gong. Hit it. How many times is that? How many times does 500 go into 20,000?
I don't know, but it's...
We'll be ringing it all night.
That is amazing. $20,000. Thank you. Thank you. And he is part of you. He is part of our audience, and it is incredible. Thank all of you. I want to thank Colbin, our studio producer. Ian, thank you for being here.
I want to shout out to Kia of Covington sponsoring that gong all day long. Thank you, Kia.
Thank you. Also, Luke Augusta, our technician on location, and Diane Newman is here. And again, special thanks to our special donor and anybody who would give that much money and not want something in return. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.